superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
So how does that work? Like everybody Zooms together and 32
Zooms,
members?
The Zooms are interesting. When you have people that calling out other people on Zoom and they think they're on mute, it's pretty entertaining.
No, come on, that's happened. Jed, that's happened.
It's pretty entertaining.
Today's guests, host of NFL Red Zone, Scott Hansen from the new film Wander, actor Aaron Eckhart, former Clemson defensive back Ray McElrath-Bay, and now... It's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Chris, what I would like from you, Chris Brockman, what I would like from you this hour is because, you know, we've got week 13 on the NFL season coming up. I don't know if you're aware of that, right? You've heard of that?
Have you heard the news?
Week 13 is happening. And it's week 13, but for many people, including our Alice in Chains Fantasy Football League, final day of the regular season. This is it. We have somehow, some way, Whirlpool of Despair has somehow, some way gone into the cold tub and into the hot tub. We're back.
We're 500.
Okay. However, just like everybody else, there's a lot of cues and a lot of updates that we need to get on a lot of players. So whatever you can do to amass as much information and deliver it to me.
Okay. I got a lot.
Yes. I want that in this hour, as well as our higher register of the week will be in this hour. And again, TJ Jefferson, who just settled into his seat, our social media grandmaster, and Chris Brockman and I, give you our take of the week in which we have to go up here in order to actually believe what we're saying. You have to go higher register to actually, you know, sell it, even though we do believe it. But, you know, I mean, you got to figure it out. No, see, you sound like a portion of your body is being squeezed. you got to kind of go up here to believe it. And Jason Feller sitting in for Mike Del Tufo, he normally does chime in. So if you do, you know, I mean, you've got the Barry White voice of the group here. So
well,
I don't.
Well, thank you, Rich.
I don't know if you'll be able to go higher register, but if you want to throw something in.
I got an idea.
Okay, very good.
Hey. See,
that's how you do it. He's just coming out of the gates.
He's on fire today. He's had a great week.
At any rate. Okay. So.
Us sucking.
Yeah, there you go.
Us sucking.
So then, when NFL Network started, we were on in just about 15 million homes in 2003. And DirecTV, on whose campus we are thrilled to be every single day, was our first major distribution partner. Put us in millions and millions of homes, and we were trying to knock on doors of cable networks and say, how about you put us on there? Well, didn't come out of the gate very fast. It was
it's hard to believe, Rich.
Let me tell you, it's hard to believe now. But there were some serious negotiations and problems of getting us fully distributed as a network. And part of the way that the door got unlocked, you know, to get too deep in the woods here, but it's true. The way that the door got unlocked, Thursday Night Football helped. It created that package in 2006. But the NFL also created four cable outlets its own version of NFL Red Zone. And the host of that NFL Red Zone is about to commemorate his 200th such episode. And he is my colleague from NFL Network and the NFL Media Group, Scott Hansen, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Scott?
Rich, good to see you. Good to hear your voice.
Same to you,
bud. I miss you, man. I miss you in person.
Well, you know
and
what? I'm in studio.
And tell Del Tufo I said hi when
Scott,
he got back.
What's up, man?
You know, because hey. Scott, you're I'm in the NFL game day morning studio, and you are in the Red Zone studio, hermetically sealed, right around 12:59 p.m. Eastern time, but out here are just shy of 10 a.m. on the West Coast, hermetically sealed, and you're not allowed to leave, right? You're not allowed to leave the room for 9 hours.
By the way, hermetically sealed, before it was fashionable in a global pandemic for everything to be hermetically sealed, I'll say. You coined the phrase, I believe, that they lock Hanson in the studio and slide meals under the door every once in a while, which is only partly true. They do lock the doors, but I don't eat anything for that entire 7 hours.
No, come on, Scott, yeah. Come on,
no,
you do,
bro,
come
no.
on. Not even some almonds. Not even a handful of almonds. Not even.
I tried to have a sandwich one time, and I had a hunk of turkey on wheat in my mouth when they're like, Dez Bryant just caught a touchdown from Tony Romo. And I had to call that, and I'm like, nope. My microphone can be hot at any given second.
Right.
And invariably, it will be at the most inopportune seconds. So I tried to go to a banana, like a caged monkey.
Okay.
I went to a banana. I figured, quick to chew, swallow, right?
Yep.
And that banana, they bring it in, and it sits there. It sits there.
It ripens.
It does.
Your fruit ripens. Oh, okay. All right, yeah, and it's a good consistency.
I make for the public, Rich. You know, you make sacrifices. We all make sacrifices.
Scott Hanson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Well, part of the reason why you're so well suited for the gig, Scott, is your attention to detail and your memory and your ability to just draw upon what you've seen and what you just heard, not just from moment to moment, but from game to game, week to week, is tremendous. You got a moment for me over the last 200 episodes of. When it all came down, you were quad boxing or six boxing or whatever, and all holy heck was breaking loose in the NFL. Do you remember anything over the last several years just like
I
that?
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one for you. So we came on the air in 2009.
There you go.
And there were arguably two seminal moments in NFL media history, and that is when you, good sir, came on the first ever episode of Total Access and said, I believe you have not died and gone to football heaven or something along that line, right?
Yep.
And then the first time I came on NFL Red Zone to announce welcome to the first moments of the channel that we hope changes the way you watch football forever. And it seemed like bombast at the time, hyperbole, but fans every week tell me that that's been the case. Well, one of the moments when we saw the light, when it was our 2001 A Space Odyssey moment, it's full of stars. It was week six, 2012, and we had a triple box on.
Yes.
It was during the witching hour, right, the fourth quarter of the early window of games. And in the triple box at the bottom of the screen was a rookie quarterback by the name of Robert Griffin III. Breaking away, the Skins had a lead, and they were trying to ice the clock, and they needed a first down. And instead, RG3 broke away for a 76-yard touchdown run at FedEx Field, the crowd losing their mind, right? They hadn't had a franchise quarterback since Theismann, right? So they thought, oh, we got our guy. We win this game. This is everything was wonderful. 4 seconds later, in the upper right of the triple box, a rookie quarterback by the name of Russell Wilson threw a 50-some-yard touchdown pass with about 60 seconds left to go to Sidney Rice. Game-winning touchdown to beat Tom Brady head-to-head, right? This rookie third-round draft pick quarterback. 5 seconds later, in the upper left-hand corner of the triple box, the Arizona Cardinals with a Go Blue University of Michigan former kicker by the name of Jay Feeley.
Yes.
Lined up a game-winning field goal at the end of regulation, and he stoinked it off the left upright, I believe it was, and they went to overtime. But it was bang, bang, bang in a triple box, and we were like, oh my gosh, that just happened. I think we covered it pretty well. You can float, that's floating around there on social media, on YouTube and whatnot, if anyone wants to relive that. But that was maybe one of the greatest moments we've had, where it was just like, wow, you saw all those things and you would have seen none of them or just one of them if you were just watching traditional broadcast.
I love it. Scott Hansen here on the Rich Eisen Show. If I'm not mistaken, Chris, was that the "you mad, bro" when Richard Sherman went up to Brady after the game? Because that game, I remember when Seattle and Russell Wilson beat Brady and the Patriots, it was like, okay, I think the Seahawks are something to start paying attention to, that the Legion of Boom and Russell and the Seahawks that had been in dire need of an identity outside of Pete Carroll and their burgeoning running game with obviously Beastquake needing the quarterback to add to all of that. That was a big moment for the Seahawks in their whole Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, Legion of Boom run, Scott. That was a big moment for them.
2012, if Chris is Googling it there, just to confirm, I believe it was the UMad Bro game. And the rest was history. Well, if you go through that triple box right there in reverse order, you know, Jay Feely had a very, very fine NFL career and missed that kick, but it was a game-changing moment that we caught. RG3 was the moment we thought we have seen the next great franchise quarterback, because I think it was a week or two after he had the huge touchdown pass in the Superdome to beat the Saints. And remember when he ended up on his butt, they knocked him back on his butt, and he was sitting on his keister, holding up his arms at a touchdown. There were those classic images. And with the dual threat capability that he had in his young career, we thought, wow, Washington finally has their franchise quarterback. And then Russell Wilson to beat Tom Brady was just like, what? How? What?
Right.
And it did. It did make us stand up and take notice. And we've caught all the moments since, you know. I mean, you talk about the Hail Murray, right? Unless you had that local broadcast,
right,
you were not going to see the Hail Murray. And the laterals, 2 years ago, the laterals for the Miami Dolphins with Gronk missing the tackle inside the 5-yard line to end
miracle.
The game.
Yep.
The Miami Miracle, right? The Buffalo Bills ending their playoff drought, the longest active drought in the NFL, 20 years of no playoffs.
Right.
They had to beat the Dolphins. They took care of business. They were down in Miami. They finished, but then like 3 minutes later, they were in the locker room, and of course the indelible image of them celebrating.
Yep.
They had to have the Ravens lose to the Bengals of all teams, and the Bengals hit the game-winning touchdown with a minute left. On NFL Red Zone, we bounced you back and forth between those two moments.
Right, and then all of Western New York filled up the coffers of Andy Dalton's charity. These are just great moments to go back and forth with Scott Hansen here on the Rich Eisen Show. So how does everybody, if you will, celebrate the 200th broadcast? I mean, what do you do?
Well,
what do you got? What do you got planned?
Distant, we're going to have a flashback or two.
Okay.
There's always the flashback.
Okay.
And I had to look it up. Now, you are Mr. Pop Culture,
okay,
right? Anyone at NFL Media, I mean, everyone who watches the Rich Eisen Show already knows this, but everyone at NFL Media, if there's a pop culture question, if somebody's stumped on trivia, you hit up Eisen.
Sure.
And he can usually dig it out. Let's play a little. You got time for a little game here?
Scott, I'm always up for this, and just so everyone else is aware that in those years, we actually reminisced about this earlier in the week. We talked about it, Jim. We talked about it earlier this week, that the Combine always falls on the weekend of the Academy Awards. And we talked about this because Dick Vermeil, the subject of Vermeil, came up and how he cried the night that Scorsese finally won his Oscar for The Departed. But the person who always, if there was ever a tie in the ensuing years, we had dozens of NFL Network staffers take part in an Oscar pool. The individual who we always turn to for the tiebreak question, Scott Hansen. So this is a role with which you're quite familiar, Scott, what you're about to play right here.
I didn't even think about that when I was devising what I'm about to ask you right now.
Okay.
But yeah,
I've been
accused or credited with being part game show host.
A
title I embrace.
Scott, you should. So, there's nothing wrong with being accused of being that. Nothing.
It's good living.
Yes,
you know,
no doubt.
Good living, right?
What's on your mind? So what do you got for me, Scott?
All right, here we go. 200 episodes of NFL Red Zone, right? This Sunday is episode 200. Rank these sitcoms from most episodes to least episode.
Okay, hold on a second.
I'll give you three.
Hold on a second.
Okay?
Let me get a pen here. All right.
Yeah, just three of them.
Please tell me one of them is MASH. Did you get me MASH? You give
nope.
me MASH? Okay.
Nope, nope.
All right.
Let's go a little bit more modern. Okay. Seinfeld.
Yep.
The Office.
Uh-huh.
The United States Office.
Yes.
30 Rock.
Okay. I will go, in terms of episodes, I will go, so it's got to be most to least episodes, right?
Yeah. Okay. I just looked it up because I'm like, well, how long did, you know, certain sitcoms run? Did they have 200 episodes? Like, were, you know, were they around
sure.
there? And these three
right.
all are in the realm
okay.
of 200 episodes.
All
like,
right.
So, but rank them. Just rank them most to least. Who
first
the
of all,
most episodes to the least?
First of all, Scott, excellent brain tease right here. Thank you. And then two, on brand as well, right here on NBC Sports on Peacock. We greatly appreciate you choosing these three
ding,
shows
ding,
as
ding,
your
ding,
choice.
Ding.
Well done, Scott. Right on brand.
Yes.
We appreciate that. I'm going to go, Chris, you want to take part in this as well?
Sure, sure.
I'll give mine, you give yours, and we'll see who's right.
Okay.
I'm going to go number one, Office, number two, 30 Rock, and I'm going to go Seinfeld 3. Chris, what do you got?
I agree with Office first. I'm going to go Seinfeld second, 30 Rock third.
What do you got, Scott?
Brockman.
You nailed it.
Nailed it.
I just, I kind of put Seinfeld third because I thought you were throwing that in there to throw me off the scent. But you're
yeah.
actually straight on.
I was actually just watching 30 Rock over the weekend.
It's so good. By the way, which you can see so, right here on
that's
Peacock.
My favorite. Of all those three,
so
30
fun.
Rock is my absolute favorite. I can rewatch it. So here's the episodes. So, again, NFL Red Zone 200, The Office,
yes.
201.
Oh, they just got you. They just got you, Scott. They just got well, just wait. Just wait till week 15. You'll get them. Don't worry. It's okay.
My man. Seinfeld second,
yep.
180,
mm-hmm.
180. And that's including the, like, the 2-hour special at the end, you know, all that type of stuff. And then 30 Rock, 138. They packed a lot of humor into that 138
wow.
for 30 Rock.
Yeah. I guess, and just to bring this all full circle, one of our favorite moments in the history of our old podcast was a 30 Rock producer-writer. Telling us the story of how RG3, after he got drafted second overall in Radio City Music Hall, strolled down the street and watched the live taping of 30 Rock that was going on that night, airing on NBC. And Kim Kardashian came over to this writer-producer to ask if RG3 was single. So
come on.
That brings us all full circle.
Swear to God.
Come on.
So your RG3 story and my RG3 story and 30 Rock and Red Zone is the glue, is the connective tissue. Who knew?
Yes,
but that's a fact.
Indeed.
That's a fact.
Bringing millions together for 12 years.
And it was truly one of the most, one of the largest pieces of attention and publicity our Rich Eisen podcast ever got. And we had a lot of people on that.
We did.
But good old Jack Burdett came on, diehard Browns fan.
Diehard Browns fan.
And he calls me up the next day. He goes, I think I shouldn't have told you this. Hey, Scott, it's a major achievement.
People got to comb your show. People got to comb your show for the soundbite, the news drop.
Yes.
You guys are, you know. I got 5 screens on my media wall in my house now, right? Obviously, I watch 9 TVs for a living, but I got 5 screens on my media wall,
dude.
And I always dip into the Rich Eisen show when there's
you know
interesting
Scott,
guests on and someone could have.
Scott, you probably tell that to Rome when you're going to be on his show too.
Yeah.
Come on, Scott.
I got to go. I got Rome in 5 minutes.
About I
got
to say,
go
I mean, come on.
Here
now.
I'm playing. Rich, you know I love you, bro.
Right back
you know,
at
you're
you,
the
Scott.
Original at NFL Network, and I came in about a year and a half after you did. And here we are after all these years.
Hey, man, and congrats. It's an incredible milestone. It's remarkable that your attention span has not been totally destroyed because you're constantly watching 15 screens. You do get some sleep, right? Do you at least have the blue screen glasses? Scott, your brain must be on fire looking at all these screens all the time.
The night before, Saturday night, I am so wired. I know, surprising, right, that I get wired, right?
Yes.
But I am so wired on Saturday night, I can only sleep for about 3 or 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, you know, I wake up, game day mornings, first thing that's on,
thank
obviously.
You.
But then Sunday night, I am dead to the world.
You've,
I, I go away.
And the last thing you watched on one screen was 30 Rock, basically. That's it. That's the last thing you watched on one single screen.
I've got that loaded up on my tablet to go for old episodes. Gets me through an elliptical training session or whatever in the gym.
Scott Hansen, NFL Zone Red host, with an on-brand constant mentioning of NBC shows that can be streamed right here on Peacock.
Well done.
Well done, Scott. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Tell Grant Tinker I said hi.
There you go. Wow, look at that. It's dropping a... Connected. White shadow. He's going white shadow. He's going out the door. That's Scott Hansen. Thanks for the call, brother. Right here. Seriously, 2006 is when we started Thursday Night Football. And so many cable operators, again, I remember this, were like, what else are we going to get? And they also held out. They're like, okay, we'll take all the phone calls of people who are like, why isn't my team on Thursday Night Football? Why can't I get my team's game because you're not carrying NFL Network? And a lot of cable networks companies held out until the NFL basically said, hey, we'll give you Red Zone. And I don't know what the deal is that they were able to carve it out, because as you know, our friend Andrew Siciliano right here on the campus of DirecTV and AT&T has been doing it for a very, very long time. But NFL Network was able to offer that with Scott Hansen, and that opened so many doors for us on the cable, to the point where now we're sitting here in 2020 and somebody like yourself, TJ, is like, how in the world were you not immediately distributed? We were not.
Yeah.
I remember sitting on the set of Thursday Night Football in Carolina, in Charlotte, ready to read on the teleprompter yet another, no doubt, NFL lawyer greenlit on-camera lead-in to describe to all the people in Charlotte who were watching us locally, because all NFL games had to be shown locally, had a local affiliate. So we were being shown, even if, say, a cable network that was based in Charlotte, had a huge affiliate network in Charlotte, we were getting to their television sets through a local over-the-air affiliate. Mm-hmm. So we would do that in different places, and they would choose Thursday Night Football games specifically designed sometimes to go right into the hearts of cities that were cable networks that did not have us distributed. So we would be right there on your television sets, and I would read this on-camera stuff about, call your local cable operator because you're seeing us now over the air and you were missing out on X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. I remember I was ready to read like the umpteenth version of that over a 3-4 year span. I forget what year it was. In Charlotte, because that was a full, huge problem city for NFL Network's distribution woes. And I remember getting set to read it 5 minutes before. They're like, you don't have to do that read anymore. I'm like, why? They came to an agreement with Time Warner Cable. And like the white smoke came out of the out of the negotiations. And
yeah, that was the big one.
That was the last big one. And Red Zone was a major reason why. So thank you to Scott Hansen.
Not eating for 7 hours.
I don't know about that. Yeah, man. I don't know about that. I don't mean to call Scott a liar, but
well, he had a
with all due respect,
he had a bathroom streak too for like a 4 year no bathroom streak.
You can't not eat something for 7 straight hours. That you just not. Especially when you've got the attention span and the energy of a jackrabbit.
Yeah, you need
like
to be
man.
Focused. You need brain food.
You have to.
Yeah.
I love how he came with an
NBC.
He would always be like, it would be me and Mooch and somebody else, or Mooch and somebody else, because Mooch was always in the running for the Oscar
Locked
pool.
In. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
why? Because he had somebody who he knew here in Los Angeles who was involved in the film industry, and he would basically say to this woman who was an executive at a film studio, help me out here. So suddenly Mooch is like an expert on a foreign film he could not pronounce.
Mooch
and he's always in on it, but he would always pull a Rock on this because he had no phone-a-friend to help him out. And it was always Scott Hansen, like, which of the top 100 American Film Institute films are in order based on year of distribution? And
like
Mooch would
super
just be,
obscure,
Mooch
like
would be done. He would be toast on the spot. It would be just great watching him just sweat it out.
Yeah, Mooch had a ringer.
He did. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls, and we'll go higher register later on in this hour. But Chris Brockman, I need to know. Is Miles Gaskin playing or not?
Okay.
Very specific. I'm very targeted. That's coming up. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Saved by the Bell is back. Bayside's back, baby. Get so excited. Mario Lopez, Elizabeth Berkley, two familiar faces from the original Saved by the Bell, and now Peacock original Saved by the Bell. Streaming right now, right here, on Peacock. Same as 30 Rock, by the way, which is part of the whole conversation that we just had with Scott Hansen. I honestly thought he was throwing Seinfeld in there just to throw me off the track, that 30 Rock had somehow done like 30 episodes in a season or something like that. And even though it wasn't on as long as Seinfeld, they had.
Right.
Alec Baldwin as Jack Donaghy
is,
would you say Alec Baldwin as Jack Donaghy is the comic version of the character he played in Glengarry Glen Ross?
I would say,
you know what I mean?
if his Glengarry character became a studio exec.
Exactly, right.
Right. I think
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I'm not saying they're cut from the same cloth, you know?
But there sort of are.
Right. Back here on the Rich Eisen show.
There's that hint of, you know, arrogance and, like, you know, super upper class. But then,
right, the Jack Donaghy character of Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock, which what Scott Hansen just mentioned. And then Alec Baldwin's character in Glengarry Glen Ross. You know, I am saying that Tina Fey is the David Mamet of comedy writing, you know, but just, you're just wondering if Jack Donaghy was telling everyone, you got to always be closing. For NBC, not ABC, but NBC.
Right.
Right?
He's so great. He's like, wear a tuxedo. You always wear a tuxedo after 6 o'clock? What am I, a farmer lemon?
So great.
So great.
But, yeah, I knew the Office had over 200 episodes of The Office.
201, wow.
Okay.
And then Seinfeld did 9 years. But then towards the end, they were only doing like 15
or
16.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right, yeah.
And then 30 Rock only, I think, did 6 seasons, so.
Okay. Let's take some phone calls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Mike in Tampa, you're here on the program. What's up, Mike? You there? Line two.
So
start again. Start again, Mike. Go ahead.
You got me?
Yes, sir. We do.
Okay, fantastic. So I wasn't going to do this, but in light of certain events, I felt I had a duty to just share this. I am finishing up my workout this morning, and on the mothership, they're doing a tribute to Stuart Scott and just all the great things and the impact he had on us and his research center.
Yes.
And it gave me a great moment to reflect on just – you know, how long I've been a fan of yours, his, Scott, Danny, you know, all you guys were a big part of my life growing up. And then they're running these reels, and I see a young Richard Eisen with a full head of hair.
Flock of seagulls.
And, you know, it blew me away, and then I come into work, and I'm seeing you on Peacock, and that fresh haircut.
Fresh, nice and
the only thing I can say is, maybe you look better without hair.
Higher register, Mike, on my hair.
All right, love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much,
Mike.
Well done. By the way, today is Stuart Scott Day, and everyone should go to the Jimmy V Foundation website, vfoundation.org, and donate as much as you can. You know, it's amazing. Every now and then it just pops up on your phone, something that involves with Stuart, and it just, you know, kind of hits home. Oh, look at that photograph right there. Me and Stu and one of his daughters. I think that's Tay.
Wow, where is that from?
I think that's from a Jimmy V. That's what it looks like if I'm dressed in a tuxedo.
Nice. Or it's just after 6.
Oh, my gosh. That is not my wedding. That is not my wedding. That is... Stuart's kids were not at my wedding, and I don't know who those 3 other people are.
that's fair.
At all. I don't know who they are.
Totally fine.
And who are those people, and what are they doing at my wedding? No, I think that's for a Jimmy V a celebration. Our poll question, Chris, on cookies. Can you give me an update on that, please?
Oh, sure, sure, sure. So it's National Cookie Day. I don't even know what that means, but we're celebrating it, obviously. What's the best store-bought cookie? Store-bought cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Double Stuffed Oreo, Chips Ahoy, Nutter Butters, or just the plain old store-bought sugar cookies are getting disrespected right now. 6% for them, 13% Nutter Butter, 25% Chips Ahoy.
Mm-hmm.
Double Stuff, 56%.
Now, right. You know that some people sometimes call in and say, you missed this, you missed that, you should have added this, you should have added that. And
right.
You,
right.
After making your decisions is what you get on. Sometimes you get a little bit prickly when it comes to that sort of thing, right?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Sometimes.
You have to, but be careful here. You have to tread lightly.
Uh-oh.
Because we do have somebody who texted me that we missed one of the cookies.
For
and I've had her call in. And she's not been on the show in quite some time. She's my mom, Eveline Eisen. You there? Put her on the phone. You there, Mom?
Yes, I am. Hi, honey. How are you?
I am well, Mom. How are you?
I'm enjoying your show, as usual.
Do you like my new haircut, high and tight?
Well, let's skip that question. Let's go to the next one.
All right. What cookie are we missing, Mom? What cookie are we missing?
Hey, listen, people. You haven't lived until you've seen Malamars and had eaten them. Oh, my God, they were terrific.
I think they still exist, though, Mom. They're...
Yes, but it's not the Daddy and I,
yes.
Father, just had tasted the new Malamars,
mm-hmm.
or the newer ones.
Yes.
They were not the same as the old. First of all, they've made them smaller in size. And I think there are fewer in the package,
mm-hmm.
and it just doesn't taste the same as the old Malamars. My mouth is watering as I speak to you.
Yeah, because it's a marshmallow on top of a wafer, all covered in chocolate.
That sounds amazing.
And
dark chocolate,
not milk chocolate.
And it's hard dark chocolate. It's not soft, you know, something that you could spread. It's delicious.
What about the choices that we have, though, Mom? What about, you know, sort of,
well,
you know, what about
you
the...
You know, I don't know, I guess...
Chips Ahoy. We had them all in the house. I remember where we kept them.
Of course I had them all in the house, and my hips proved that fact.
I remember where we kept them in the second drawer. We kept them in a drawer.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Mom. I remember where... Because I was sneak eating all the time.
No. You?
Double Stuff and Chips Ahoy.
No, there was no such thing as Double Stuff when you were little. It was plain Oreo cookies.
Okay.
And they had a thin layer of, I don't know what, some white
icing.
Stuff.
Yeah,
right.
That was not my favorite. I would say chocolate chip.
The Chips Ahoy, right? The Chips Ahoy? The Nutter Butter. Oh,
yeah.
Jeff loved
and
the Nutter Butter.
And not the soft kind.
Oh, no. Of course
they
not.
They were hard.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, when you bit into them, you had a piece
the
you crunch. Know, that could fall. Part of it can fall on the floor if you don't catch it
That's
correctly.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Mom. We forgot Malamars, but at least you chimed in and you gave your two cents.
You think they're still in existence?
I think they're.
I just looked them up. You can buy them online. They still have them.
Oh, really?
Oh, look, we're putting it up on screen.
Is coming.
Look at that. One of Nabisco's finest pure chocolate Malamars cookies. There they are. And it's only 120 calories
Sounds
per serving.
Great. Oh, man. It looks amazing.
How about that?
Wow, wait. How many? And
I don't know how many.
120 per Malamar?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, one last thing, Mom. You know what we've been talking about lately? I know you haven't been tuned in all the time, but you know, we talked about my favorite cereal. You remember what my favorite cereal was back in the day? You remember what it was?
Some crappy stuff. I don't know.
No, it wasn't crappy. It was actually Product 19. You remember Product 19, Mom?
Actually, no. What was it?
It was a flake. It was
an
oat-like flake, yes. Product 19. It was crispy and milky.
I'll have to look it up on YouTube.
Well, that doesn't exist anymore.
Discontinued in 2016.
YouTube has old stuff.
Oh, no, sure. Oh, YouTube's got whatever you want, but in terms of actually consuming it.
I'm going to look up Product 19.
Okay, Mom.
At any rate, I don't remember. No, you used to like sugared stuff.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I was.
Well, most children do, you know.
I know.
Only we weren't so PC then, so you could eat whatever you want.
I know. All right, Mom, I got to go get a news update out of Chris Brockman to find out about
okay,
my fantasy
and
team,
have
okay?
I to do my life, too. So okay.
Bye, Mrs. Eisen.
Well, send regards to everybody.
Oh, by the way, tell Chris what you think. You told me to give him advice. Tell him before I let you go what you think about how he looks on camera now.
Oh, I think you look marvelous.
Oh.
And I don't mean that in a funny sense. I think you look terrific.
No, his shirts.
First of all, I think you lost weight, and I like the fact that you're not taking your shirts from under your desk. It looks like they're coming out of a closet.
I mean, the clean laundry hamper, same thing.
I don't know. That's your business. But you really look very good, and I think your baby is adorable.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
You.
All right. Thank you, Mom.
Okay.
Love you,
Mom. Take care, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks, there you go. There's
Speak
my mom.
See you later. Bye-bye.
There you go. There's my mom. Very rarely do I say, Mom, I can't talk right now. I got to know about Miles Gaskin for Sunday. But that's fantasy football. That's what you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you just got to stop talking to your mother and find out about Miles Gaskin.
What it takes.
Priorities.
Priorities.
All right. Chris, you ready for a news update here?
Absolutely.
On the Rich Eisen Show? Go ahead and do it, please. Go ahead.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Chris.
Hey, you want to know about Miles Gaskin,
Rich? I do.
Okay, so he is still on IR, but he has been practicing the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Dolphins have until Saturday afternoon to activate him, so no word on that. Brian Flores has not tipped his hand. Although it does look like...
So he has not acquired a crystal ball.
He has not acquired a crystal ball yet.
Okay.
Although it does look like Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to go. Reports that Tua had a setback this week on his thumb. Puts his status in doubt. Ian Rappaport saying, quote, real possibility. It's Fitzmagic on Sunday.
OMG. You know, if we don't have Miles Gaskin going...
I know, we're hurting in the running back
department. To use the Looney Tunes phrase, that next step is a Lulu.
Yeah.
Like, right, I mean, we are...
Philip Lindsay's banged up, too.
Oh, my word.
I know.
Okay.
All right, some other injury stuff.
Please, this is big news.
Okay,
here.
So Deebo Samuel, not injured. He didn't practice yesterday, but it's just precautionary.
Okay.
Just rest for him, so he should be good to go Monday against Buffalo.
Very good.
Colts, we mentioned, activated DeForest Buckner, so that's big for their defense. The Colts have been great on D all year in fantasy. Josh Allen popped up this week. Knee and ankle issues on the injury report, but he is practicing full head of steam for Monday night against the 49ers. Calvin Ridley for the Atlanta, limited yesterday, dealing with foot and ankle problems. Now, Julio Jones didn't play last week. Hasn't been practicing all week because of that hamstring, but James Palmer, NFL Network, saying moved around well today in practice after didn't go yesterday, believes he's good to go heading into Sunday. So it looks like Julio Jones might be back in action for Atlanta, so that's huge.
I'm telling you, man.
You hooked on it?
Well, I got an unluckiest lock I got to give you, everybody, at the end of the show, and I'm going back and forth, but...
I like
the Falcons and the Saints.
I like Atlanta if you're going to throw them in a teaser.
I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean? I'm telling you straight out. I'm not teasing anything. I'm telling you straight up.
I'm saying just tease Atlanta. DJ Chark remained limited for Jacksonville. Jonnu Smith did not practice yesterday. Kyler Murray dealing with that shoulder, you know, sprain, AC joint.
Right.
Upgraded to full. He's good to go.
All right.
No setbacks there. Chris Carson, okay, so Chris Carson and Carlos Hyde. Seattle backfield's been crazy all year. Carlos Hyde did not practice yesterday, so he's trending in the wrong direction. Carson did play but was out-touched by Hyde on Monday night against Philly. He was limited Thursday, but he looks to be the bell cow into this weekend. Brandon Ayuk off the COVID list for the 49ers, practiced in full.
You want to talk about running back groups, though, or funny or crazy or whatever. Nothing compares to the Rams. Nothing.
Yeah. Guessing who's going to get the carries. Especially down by the goal line for L.A. week to week. No idea.
If you played fantasy baseball, you've done it for years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I played
this remember
year.
The Joe Madden Rays? where basically it was like Evan Longoria you could count on, and the rest of them you had no idea who Joe Maddon was going to start.
No idea.
It was completely a whole fungible situation. It's just like, who, it doesn't matter. Second baseman could play left. The center fielder could play short. The catcher could play right field. You know, the only thing you knew is who the starter was and who the relievers might come
and
in.
Longoria
was playing third. That's
right,
it.
Right,
that version. The Rams are just like, okay. Malcolm Brown was going to start. It was Cam Akers. And then Malcolm Brown, and then Darrell Henderson. And then Henderson has disappeared. Malcolm Brown has a 2-touchdown game. He disappears. Akers rips one off for 60 yards. Is he going to be the guy? I have
no idea.
Shrug emoji.
All right, a couple college football notes. Vandy, Georgia game tomorrow is now off. Vanderbilt. COVID issues, can't field enough players, according to SEC regulations. And Pat Forty said Ohio State says their travel is on. Plan to travel
Michigan
to
State.
East Lansing, for Michigan
and
State.
And still no word of whether the Big Ten is just going to say, doesn't matter, you play 5 games, you're in. So you could still play
Not
for
yet.
The Big Ten championship.
And Nick Saban is cleared COVID,
good.
And he's traveling to
Very
LSU
good.
This weekend. And one quick last NBA note.
Yes.
The NBA officially suspended random marijuana testing for the 2021 season.
Oh, game on. Did I say that? Sorry.
NBA spokesman Mike Bass, due to unusual circumstances, in conjunction with the pandemic, we have agreed with the NBA Players Association to suspend marijuana testing for the season, focus our random testing program on PEDs.
You like that one, huh?
Oh, man, I just hit my head off my mic.
NBA testing for PEDs now, so there you go.
NBA action. It is. It's scrumptious.
Fantastic. It's got the munchies.
It's munchalicious, everybody.
The air up there.
Hey, have some double stuffed Oreos while you're at it.
Yeah, man. Why does so-and-so have a problem just even checking into the game? What's going on?
Was it Michael Beasley who had his jersey on backwards?
What's up with that?
The wrong shorts?
Where are J.R. Smith's shorts right now?
I wonder what's going on here.
Does Rasheed Wallace still
And play? What's that funny smell?
Matt Barnes said he was going to come out of retirement for this.
Then all of a sudden, a bunch of NBA players are just like, hey, you know. What was it? Al Harrington's like, let's strike a deal.
I'm back.
Right? No. Like, to sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
That's his business,
are we
going to
see them on the
Isn't that his business?
Jersey?
Yeah. Al Harrington is crushing it in that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now.
Didn't we have him on the show to talk about that?
We did.
I think
so. Legal.
I'm just throwing out there. Commissioner Silver, we know he's a progressive commissioner. Wow. Okay.
There you have it.
Game on.
Game on.
My first blush reaction. That's all I'm saying. Okay. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls. Aaron Eckhart, the actor, and Ray McElrathby coming up. His new movie on his life, Safety, is a Disney movie. We go Higher Register. That's hour three. Higher Register is next.
Hello, everyone. This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski, and I am so excited to bring you the hottest new podcast for the NFL and gaming. Welcome to Jaws Picks, featuring me, Ron Jaworski, and some of the most famous names in sports, music, and entertainment, as I give you my expert analysis and predictions of each and every NFL game. So far this season, my predictions are over 55% correct
against the spread.
That's a pretty good number, folks. And over 67% picking winners straight up. You do not want to miss out on this podcast. Every week, I will tell you who, how, and why each NFL game will be decided. Take the guesswork and stress out of gaming and subscribe to Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. That's Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe, take care, and let's make some beer money.
Broncos Chiefs Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America with Mike Tirico and company. It's 7 Eastern time on Sunday, and then Al and Chris and the gang. Chiefs Broncos on Sunday Night Football, week 13. And then there's two Monday games, right? You got the Steelers and Washington football team, and you also have the Monday night game between the Bills and the 49ers, and then there's a Tuesday night game between the Ravens and the Cowboys.
So much football.
That's week 13. We're just going to drag this thing out. Daniel Jones is doubtful, according to Adam Schefter.
Ugh, no.
Oh, baby. Just stay put. Stay put. I got 2 cents on that coming right up. And DeAndre Swift is out of concussion protocol, but not practicing due to an illness. You imagine if one of my buddies in my poker league accepted my trade of Josh Allen for DeAndre Swift? Because he was beginning to roll. I mean, you saw he was to come up with big games.
I still can't believe no one took Josh Allen.
I don't either. Man. And he's starting Kirk Cousins this week now, after he started Derek Carr against me last week. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Did anybody notice that my mom, when I asked her about my haircut, chose to not comment? I mean, normally setting up a Jewish mother to compliment her son on his own television radio show is like a spinning curveball in the zone. I mean, that's like a cookie.
Chan Ho Park to Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken, yeah. Hey, Cal, it's your last All-Star game. Here's a cookie.
Grooving.
That's what, and Cal took it out of the park. And she's like, I'd rather talk about the cookies that she called in about the poll question. And I'm like,
hold up,
she's
Mom?
Married to a bald man for 55 years. What gives? What's up with that, Mom?
Are you going to hit her up after the show?
No, that's all right. What's that? Did you catch that?
Rockman's bald head is shining like a full moon.
Thank you very much.
I mean, she's watching.
All right. let's take a phone call here. Al in Atlanta, you are here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Al?
Good morning, Rich.
What's going on, Al? What do you have?
Nothing much. Not too much. Calling in because, I want to give my 2 cents on the poll question.
Yep.
And you've got to be double stuffed Oreos.
Okay.
But one cookie that you guys might have missed.
Okay.
Do you guys have Aldi's out there in California?
What?
Aldi's, the store Aldi's?
I'm sure that we have whatever version of it out here. We've got it. So what do you got?
Okay. Well, they have this Christmas cookie. Mm. It's called a Benton's Fudge Covered Mint Cream.
Jeez.
It is delicious. It puts Thin Mints to shame.
Wow. It's called, give it to us one more time. Benton's what?
Benton's.
Yes.
Fudge covered mint cream.
Mint cream. Are you looking that up? Are we Googling right now? Is there ever
You can get Benton's fudge covered peppermint creams as well.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one.
Huh. These look fancy.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I also got this.
Okay.
I don't know if this is because of the shower of shame bet that I have with McLovin
yes.
on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yes.
And I'm hoping I don't pull a TJ. And like he did to his Cowboys.
How dare you?
Especially with the Falcons having the Saints, two against the Bucks, the Chiefs, and even the Chargers left on the schedule.
Uh-huh.
But I'm totally willing to say, I believe they can do this.
Hey! Al in Atlanta, thank you for the call. I like it. I like the connective tissue, obviously, with Dan's show. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's been a while since somebody called up and gave us their height and weight. Remember when we first started, the number of people that were, because we were on Dan's show for years on audience.
5'10", 180.
And we'd be like,
wrong show.
And the Del Tufo's, I think Del Tufo's got a Pat Sajak drop that's right in front of you. Forget about it. Don't even find it.
There's no way.
You hear the buzz. It's probably labeled wheel.
I'm not still here, am I?
It is still here.
Yes. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
You can hang him up.
Sorry about that.
Okay. I thought it was a drop. Like, what drop was that?
No.
That's what he would play.
What is that label?
What's that label?
Buzzer, dot, 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 no.
Well, technically, that's like, what it is.
I know, but.
Yeah. Technically, it's.
That was my best shot.
Okay. Al in Atlanta going higher register. We've gotten several higher registers from our callers, which we love. It's now time for the actual Rich Eisen Show edition of Higher Register.
There's a chance.
The Rich Eisen shows.
That there could be.
Higher register. Take of the week.
Okay, Chris, what do you have over there?
All right, Rich, you talked about the Cleveland Browns earlier today. I'm going to talk about the Cleveland Browns as well.
All right.
Big game this weekend against Tennessee. Now, they've been great of late. Baker Mayfield has been awesome. You mentioned no picks in the last four games, really managing this team and this offense really well. Their running attack has been phenomenal. Both Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt could go over 1,000 yards this year. Myles Garrett in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. Now, I am going to say, if you look at the Browns' schedule,
yes,
if they win this game this weekend against Tennessee, at worst, they could finish 12-4. I believe.
Yeah?
That's my higher register.
Oh, okay. Do you think they can go 12-4?
At worst. At worst.
Jeez.
If they win this game this weekend.
Yeah. All right.
Because if you look at their schedule, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They got the Giants and the Jets and the Ravens. That's 12.
You got to go higher register to get up there. Well done, Chris. Well done. What do you got over there, TJ?
All right. Well, guys, it seems like the NBA season just ended like a week ago, right?
I know.
And, yeah, here we are on the cusp of the 2020-2021 NBA season that will use a 72-game schedule.
Less than 3 weeks away to tip.
Yeah, to crown the next winner of the Larry O.B. Trophy. Now,
yeah,
there was a lot of action in this shortened off season.
No doubt.
This, you know, this guy moved here, that guy signed there.
Still
he
more
got
to come.
Traded to them.
Could
you know,
be more, yeah.
Coaches, GMs, team presidents, they all crisscrossed the map. Now, as we spoke about yesterday, the reigning NBA champion, the Lakers, they really didn't stand pat the last 3 weeks of the offseason.
Well, they were active.
They got younger, and on paper, they got better. And, you know, all that being said, despite all that, despite the Lakers reloading, the battle for the NBA title is still wide open. It's still wide open. You know, you got the teams, the Bucks and the Heat, and
who else?
You know, the Warriors and the Rockets.
Maybe your Sixers.
Maybe the Sixers. So despite the fact that the Lakers not only got younger and better and happy because all their guys got paid, right, the battle's still wide open.
Yeah, I mean, even the Nuggets took a game off of
the Nets, maybe.
It depends.
You know?
Well done.
Thank you. That hurt my soul, by the way.
Here we go. Adam Schefter tweeted out just moments ago that Daniel Jones and his hamstring doubtful for the Giants, first place Giants, at 4-7, thanks to their tie break over the Washington football team at 4-7 atop the NFC East. The Giants going to Seattle does not look like Daniel Jones is going to go, and it's going to be Colt McCoy. Colt freaking McCoy. Who I got to tell you, he's been around these football parts way back then. I mean, he was a 2008 Heisman Trophy runner-up to Sam Bradford, for crying out loud, beating Scott Hansen, second-hour guest, Rich Eisen show, good friend Tim Tebow as well. 45-8 in Texas. He's been around a long time. Third-round draft choice, 2010, of Washington's. Of Cleveland. He went 2-6 for Cleveland in 2010. He went 4-9 in 2011. These are his starters. And ever since then, he's only won one game as a starter. Mm. Colt McCoy is 7-21 as a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and he's only won one game as a starter in the last 6 years. And here the Giants are going into Seattle. I'm going to say this. It's a mouthful, certainly for a higher register. But yeah, I know he's 7-21 as a starter in his career and has won only one start in 6 years, but maybe Colt McCoy can keep it going for the Giants. Maybe Colt is a guy who knows the NFC East and can win it. Maybe he's going to go into Seattle. There are no 12s, and the exception of who's wearing number 12 for the Giants, Colt McCoy. So even numerology's in the Giants' favor. No 12s, here comes number 12. That's my higher register, everybody.
All right.
Gosh.
Thank you so much, everybody.
I really hope so. Come on, Colt.
Can you imagine Colt McCoy goes 5-7? Colt McCoy sends the Giants to 5-7. Here we go, baby.
I would be shocked if they beat Seattle.
I don't know. Stranger things have happened, sir.
Well, yeah, we know Seattle can't play normal games, but
they cannot play normal games.
I would be shocked.
No Daniel Jones, and here they come. And the Eagles at 3-7-1 or a half game out.
They play Green Bay.
Hey, dude, last year?
I know. You're right.
Carson Wentz, short week, Thursday night football. They look terrible. They go into Green Bay, and who beat Green Bay?
I know.
You're right.
Carson Wentz. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Two guests next hour. Chris Brockman, Sneaky Good Games, my three games under the NFL 2020 Week 13 radar, and my unlockiest lock of the week. Aaron Eckhart, the star of the new film Wander with Tommy Lee Jones. We have some great stories that he tells from the set of The Dark Knight, as well as Any Given Sunday. Do not miss this conversation. And then a film based on his life story of taking his younger brother, Famar, into his custody while he was playing football for Clemson back in 2006. Ray McElrathby of the film Safety coming up. And Jason Feller, do you have a bonus higher register?
I do.
Okay.
So all week long, we've been talking about DK Metcalf and Monday Night Football.
Right.
Jim Schwartz got him a little heated.
Yep, apparently.
And Megatron.
Yeah.
And we keep showing this graphic of him. Usually I see, you know, fitness articles or magazines and think, oh, you know, maybe I could start dieting and get in good shape.
Yeah.
After seeing this picture we keep showing, I'm thinking, maybe I'll just accept my body for what it is.
Maybe it's time to just...
All right.
You don't look at DK Metcalf and think, you know, it's time to get in shape. I need to modify my diet.
No. I see that, and there's no hope.
Could you put that up on screen one more time, Don? Let me see. Maybe
he looks like he's made of rubber.
I love just seeing that on the screen. Maybe it's time for me to accept my body for what it is.
Yeah, I got to live with that.
Well
now.
Done, Jay.
And the only, honestly, the only person, put it up one more time, Don, only person that big with a pacifier is Chris Brockman's baby.
You are not wrong. Right? You are not wrong.
There's DK Metcalf.
And Cage.
And Cage Brockman.
Beef.
Not wrong.
Beasts with pacifiers.
Beef and
beef. And that's the only group. Just the two of them.